We're coming to you live from Roger Williams Field on the campus of Apopka High School, where our Blue Garters are just minutes away, moments away from kickoff against our longtime rival, the West Orange Warriors, in this key district football game tonight. The captains now are coming out onto the field. Captains for tonight for Apopka include number 66, offensive lineman Reuben Lewis, number 11, Caleb Hippensteel, who's wearing number 11 tonight. Sometimes he wears number 77, a very versatile player. Also, number 99, Gavin Johnson, is one of the captains, and also number 32, Laquan Hicks, captains for our Blue Garters tonight. Apopka is wearing gray jerseys tonight. Gray jerseys, royal blue pants, and our signature Michigan Wolverine-style blue helmets. West Orange is wearing blue pants, also royal blue pants. They're in white jerseys and blue numbers, trimmed in orange, and some very colorful, what looks like to be metallic blue and orange decal on them. And Apopka coming in 5-0, West Orange coming in 4-1. Also, blue teams played last year. West Orange winning the regular season game with a decisive victory at West Orange. Apopka winning the rematch with a 42-0 victory, which not only was a huge victory, but also eliminated West Orange from the playoffs. So this is the first game, first time we played since then, and I know both teams are eagerly anticipating the kickoff tonight.
I'm wondering if West Orange did their 42 push-ups and pull-ups and sit-ups.
We had heard that Coach had them doing 42 sit-ups all summer, and hey, if that's true, they've certainly heard 42 to nothing, all that they ever want to hear it. And so I'm sure they're ready to go out here and try to do something about it here starting in just a few minutes. Joe, I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro. I do want to welcome our brand-new sponsor for Apopka Blue Garter Football, one of our brand-new sponsors, CPS Sportsplex. CPS Sportsplex is Florida's brand-new, state-of-the-art indoor sports facility, which is located right here in Apopka. The fabulous CPS Sportsplex will be opening soon. Listen to Blue Garter Football and 1520 WBZW for more information about their grand opening. They will be located at 110 Athletes Row, Apopka, and that is on Bradshaw Road, just one block south of the Highway 441 Wawa in Apopka.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a really exciting place to go hang out.
You'll hear more later in our broadcast, but you can find out more at cpssportsplex.com.
Now the Blue Garters are taking the field, and there they are. We got, it's Dimitri Birch carrying the American flag. I can't quite make out.
Laquan Hicks with the Blue Garter flag. Laquan Hicks, who blocked two huge kicks versus Dr. Phillips, which were the keys to victory in that game.
He is without a doubt a much-valued player on special teams.
And we heard from Coach Roy, he's also a starting linebacker, and he's also done a nice job filling in to return punts as well. I said before, Apopka wearing our gray jerseys tonight, royal blue pants, blue helmets. And Joe, quickly before we get started, we talked about two outstanding football teams, two outstanding coaches.
Right.
Coaches who emphasize and are outstanding at offense. We have some of the Central Florida or the state of Florida's best players in the game tonight. West Orange quarterback, who knows needs no introduction to us, of course.
Woody Barrett.
Woody Barrett is the eighth leading rusher in Central Florida with 609 yards on 70 carries coming into the game. That means he gets almost 10 yards per carry. Dimitri Birch, our Dimitri Birch, has 572 yards rushing on 80 carries. Deshaun Massey has 518 yards coming in tonight on just 51 carries, which means he's averaging almost 11 yards every time he touches the football. And Adonayo Siriki comes in tonight with 483 yards rushing. He's only started a couple of games, and he only has 26 carries. So Adonayo Siriki is averaging close to 20 yards every time he touches the football.
And it's really nice seeing Blue Garters on this list. And, you know, this is, you know, Class 4A through 8A. It's week 5, and these are the top rushers in Central Florida, and it's really nice to see the Blue Garters well
two are a threat to run the football well. Daquan Wilson and Jordan Thompson, who we expect to see during the program during the game tonight as well. Well, Pop is teeing it up. We're going to kick off to Winter Park. Puck is defending the north goal, kicking left to right. Logan Minier is the kicker.
Apopka did win the toss, but chose to allow Winter Garden to receive.
And there's the kick. It's going to the 8-yard line. Taken at the 8-yard line by West Orange. That's McDoom with the ball. He's running to his right. He's being chased. He spins through two Blue Darters. Spins through two more. He's broken about four tackles. Finally brought down at the 23-yard line.
Now they have to be able to see what he's doing there. He's continued spinning like a top to rip their hands off him.
He got through four tacklers doing that. Fortunately, it was still excellent coverage by our kickoff unit, and he still only made it out to the 23-yard line.
Right.
Great teamwork and great execution on the kickoff by the Blue Darter kick coverage unit.
Now, they could expect a lot of that from McDoom probably all during this football game.
West Orange, Woody Barrett calls the signals in their spread formation. There's a handoff to a man in motion on a jet screen. He's around the left end. He's crossed the 30, the 40, the 50. Finally tackled in Blue Darter territory by number 10.
Right at the 49-yard line of the Blue Darters.
Just a very basic play, a little jet sweep around the left end, and it got big yardage for West Orange on the first play from scrimmage.
A couple of the Apopka defenders that were in the area were all tied up, weren't able to break away to get at them, but...
First and 10 West Orange from the Apopka 49. Woody Barrett calls the signals. There's a handoff to the tailback. He's around left end. He's got more good yardage. He's close to the 40. Nice tackle by Kavian Holmes.
Almost just a little shy of the first down, Roger.
But another big gainer for West Orange.
There was a little bit of deception there. Woody Barrett tried to make it look like he was holding on to the ball.
Read option. Got about 6-plus yards. Woody Barrett calls the signals out of the spread formation. For West Orange, it's second and about long three at the Apopka 42-yard line. No score in the game. Game just underway. Here's a snap to Barrett. Here's a handoff to the tailback. He's close to the first down. He's across the 40. Looks like it's near the 38. They're still pushing and shoving going on.
It looks like he may have gotten it. Let's see how they mark this.
Yep, it's a first down West Orange at the 39 of Apopka. West Orange gaining positive yardage on every play from scrimmage thus far.
First and 10 for West Orange on the Blue Darter 39.
They've moved the ball from their own 23 now to Apopka's 39 in just three plays from scrimmage. Woody Barrett now goes over to speak to his coach. Another player actually replaces Woody Barrett. That's number 15 for West Orange, Jacob Titus.
Junior quarterback.
Titus calls signals. Titus hands off to number 7, and he's got about 4 more yards over right end. Now Woody Barrett enters the game. Again.
Well, maybe that's her tactic. Did every other play change quarterbacks?
36-yard line.
Interesting as to why they did that, but Woody Barrett's back into the game now. Second and 6 for West Orange from the Apopka 36. Read option. Barrett keeps it. He's hit hard by numerous Blue Darters. He's going to have 2, maybe 3 yards. There's that good tackling that Coach Garland said we needed to have tonight.
And he is, without a doubt, a very big kid.
Gain of only a yard and a half. So that's, Joe, that's exactly what Coach Starlington said we needed to do to win this game tonight, and that is to tackle Woody Barrett. Once again, Woody Barrett, the big quarterback, he's listed at 6'4", 230. He looks a lot bigger than that, frankly. West Orange out of the spread formation, 3rd and 5. From inside the Apopka 35, there's a snap to Barrett. He gives it to his running back, and he's tackled.
Fumble!
No. Minimal gain.
It almost looked like the ball got loose, but he held on to it.
And that's number 5, Trey Williams, in on that stop. Trey Williams getting playing time.
And that's one of the things the Blue Darters have to do, especially the defense. They have to stop them from getting any additional first downs.
No gain on that play, maybe even a loss. It's fourth down and six. West Orange looks like they're going for it. From the Apopka 36, they are going for it. There's a snap to Woody Barrett. He's going to throw it. He fires. It's complete. Incomplete. Dropped. Great coverage by the Blue Darters.
Blue Darter pass coverage was right there as he reached up.
That looked like Kavian Holmes on the coverage. It was a accurate pass. It hit the receiver right in the hands, but he was wearing a Blue Darter on his back, and the Blue Darter broke it up
and brought him down. Outstanding.
Huge series for Apopka. Apopka holds on fourth down. Blue Darters will take over on downs. First and 10 from our own 36-yard line. No score in the game.
Very good field position, too, Roger.
Apopka out of the single wing. There's a snap to Birch. Give to Massey over left guard. He's still churning. He's not going to get much, though. It looks like he might have two at the most.
From my angle, it looked like he got half a yard, but you're right. He got about three out of that.
Three, yep. He kept churning once he hit the pile.
And I guarantee you, they were shocked when they got hit by him. They see, this little guy, we could stop him. No, you can't.
Pop get his own 38. There's a snap to Birch. He's going to sweep around right in. He's got blockers in front of him. He's got good blocking. He's across the 45. He's near a first down where he's pushed out of bounds.
He's right at the 46-yard line. That is the first down, Roger. That's where the marker's sitting.
Dimitri Birch on, once again, another basic play.
He got it.
Out of the single wing. Just sweep around the right end. Had great blocking out in front of him. Gets the first down.
And they're moving the chains.
First and 10 Apopka from our own 46. No score in the football game. 8:30 remaining in the first quarter of this key district contest. Apopka out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. Give to Massey over right in. He's got great blocking. He's across the 50, the 45, the 44, 43-yard line, pushed out of bounds.
He cuts all the way over to the right, up the sideline, did a nice juke around a West Orange defender, and gains that extra yardage.
That's why he's averaging almost 11 yards a carry. That was number 10, Ben Bollinger, on the tackle for the Warriors. But not until Deshaun Massey ground out another first down for Apopka.
Yes, sir.
First and 10 Apopka now on the West Orange side of the field at the 43-yard line. Out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. Snap to Daquan Wilson. He's going right up the middle. He's going to have about 4 or 5 right up the middle behind the center.
It was a slightly high snap, but he managed to control it, bring it down to get those extra 4 or 5 yards, Roger. Right up the middle.
Once again, tackled by Ben Bollinger. Strong safety for the Warriors. Gain of 4 by Wilson. Going to bring Daquan Wilson, one of the players mentioned by Coach Darlington, is giving us a lot of depth at the running back position. Pop gets a single wing. He's off right tackle.
And he's brought down.
40. Tackled by Bollinger again.
Again, number 10, Ben Bollinger, in on the staff of the Warriors. A gain of 1 yard on the play brings a 3rd down and 5 for Apopka.
A yard now resting on the west on the play by Birch. Bollinger's been on at least 3 tackles already for the Warriors. Bring up a 3rd and about 5.
Bollinger seems to be zeroing in on our Blue Darters. But not until we get the yardage we need.
The single wing. Here's the snap to Birch. He gives to Massey. He's over right tackle. He's not going to get very far at all.
I think they lost a yard on that.
Great defense by the Warriors. They had several players blocking that up, including number 90, Nolan DeFranco. Also number 42, Julian Pittman. And Joe, one of the things we noted before the game, West Orange has a big squad. They've got some big football players over there.
Well, when they came out, Roger, they did look the size of college kids.
And a lot of them are in the line, a lot of them the defensive line. 4th down and 6, Apopka's going for it. There's a snap to Birch. He's going to look to throw. He's going to run it down and run it. He's going to get the first down. He's across the 25-yard line. Dimitri Birch on an outstanding individual play.
And he got an extra 7-8 yards beyond that. did a nice little angle right to the left side to run out of bounds.
That was a Rick Darlington special. He faked a handoff to Massey coming back across the grain, kept it, didn't look like, showed like he was going to pass. I think he was actually looking to pass, pulled it down.
Nobody was
and
open.
Outran everybody to get the first down. Well, Joe,
we got our first timeout.
Tied 0-0 with 6:06 remaining in the first quarter. We're going to take a quick timeout.
And you're listening to Blue Darter Football on your home, football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, presented by CPS Sportsplex. Find out more at cpssportsplex.com. No score in the game, 6:06 remaining in the first quarter. It's still early in the game. Both teams have had one possession. West Orange penetrated deep into Apopka territory. We held them on downs. Now Apopka has the football and has penetrated inside West Orange territory to the West Orange 25. That brings you up to date. Dimitri Birch has just picked up a first down on a nice run on about a 4th and 8.
Yes.
I want to let everybody know that Jets Pizza supports and sponsors Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station. And I want to let you know about the Apopka Blue Darter special at Jets Pizza, which is Jets' famous large deep dish pizza, a one topping for only $8.99. That's tonight and tomorrow night. Tell them, give them a call and tell them you want the Blue Darter special at Jets Pizza, and they're located in the Hunt Club Plaza, four doors down from Publix at the corner of Hunt Club Boulevard and Highway 436.
Okay, the Blue Darters are on the 25-yard line.
Timeout is over. Blue Darters lining up in the single wing. They shift to strong right. There's a snap to Birch. He's going to sweep it around the right end. He's got some blockers. He's shedding tacklers, and he's brought down by number 3 at the 22-yard line, and that was a nice tackle by number 3, Jeremy Samuels.
And a nice run as well.
But after all that, he only got 2 yards. Good pursuit by West Orange and good solid play at the point of attack by West Orange. Bring up a 2nd and 8.
And everybody's making their adjustments.
Popka at the 28 of West Orange, 2nd and 8. No score in the game. Out of the single wing, Fitzgerald is the blocking back. There's a snap to Jordan Thompson. He's going over left guard, and he's got a nice hole over left guard.
He's got a first down almost. Nope, he's just about a yard shy of a first down.
Around the 16-yard line, maybe the 15, 17-yard line. They mark it. Nice gain right up the middle by Jordan Thompson, and that was blocked well. He went behind his left guard and his center, and he found some running room.
Third down and one for Apopka
from the 16-yard line of the Warriors. Apopka out of the huddle. Birch in the single wing calls the signals. Apopka shifts, strong right. There's a snap to Birch. He's going over right tackle. He's got a hole. He's got some more good yardage. He's near the 10-yard line. He's going to have the first down.
They brought him down at the 11-yard line, Roger. He is, without a doubt, they're in within striking distance.
Once again, a very basic play, and we've had success with that play so far. Just a sweep right out of the single wing.
And with the ball on the West Georgia 11, that's going to bring up another first and 10 in Blue.
First and 10 Apopka from the West Orange 11. Apopka's first possession of the game. They held West Orange on downs in our territory on their first possession. There's no score. Out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. He gives to Massey over left guard. He bounces off tacklers. He's still evading tacklers. Now he's into the scrum, and he's going to have maybe a gain of a yard.
Play for Bobka, number 2 to John Massey.
And that was a hard-earned yard.
It sure was. He had a wall of Warriors. Just wasn't going to let him go any
once
further.
Once again, solid defense by West Orange. Everybody stayed home and everybody pursued. Gain of about 1. 2nd and 9 from the 10-yard line of West Orange. There's a snap to Birch. He's sweeping the right end. meets resistance. Now it's number Siriki. That was Siriki, and boy, he didn't get his usual 20 yards on that one. In fact, I don't know if he gained anything. Once again, good pursuit by West Orange.
Back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, Joe, that's the first I don't think I've ever seen.
No, we got a yard.
Siriki stopped for probably less than 10 yards, actually.
Yep, you're absolutely right. He got at least a yard out of it. They're at the 10-yard line now.
But good. Popka tried to sweep the right end with seemingly our fastest guy, Adonio Siriki. He's averaging almost 20 yards a carry, and West
two
Orange
Warriors
defensed it.
In pursuit of him.
Third down and 9 from around the 10-yard line. Thompson up the middle behind the center. He's going to get about 3 or 4 hard-earned yards right up the gut.
Jordan Thompson, number 6.
You know, for a minute there, I thought Dimitri Birch was going to throw into the end zone, but there was nobody down there for him.
Jordan Thompson on the carry got 4 hard-earned yards right up the middle, right behind center and the two guards. That's going to bring up a fourth down from the 6-yard line. Logan Minier comes in. Dimitri Birch also in.
This is where I like to see a trick play.
Fourth down, Apopka. Line of scrimmage is somewhere around the 6-yard line.
Logan Minier in to attempt the field goal. Dimitri Birch on the hold.
Dimitri Birch in the holder position. Of course, don't forget he's also the quarterback, also known as the single wing tailback. There's a snap to Birch. Puts it down. Kick is up. Kick is good. With 1 minute and 46 seconds remaining in the first quarter, Popka draws first blood. Popka leads 3-0. You're listening to Popka Blue Heart Football. We're going to take a quick break.
Let's take 30 seconds.
Welcome back to Popka Blue Heart Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, coming to you live from Roger Williams Field, where the Blue Darters have just taken a 3-0 lead over West Orange with 1:46 remaining in the first quarter. Joe, that was a nice, steady, methodical drive, culminating with a field goal by Minier. Now here's a kickoff from Minier. It's going to go out of bounds, way out of bounds. In fact, it lands on the track, which means we'll draw the illegal procedure penalty, and West Orange will start with good field position from their own 35.
Right where the Blue Darters started their field drive.
Also want to let everybody know that Apopka Blue Darter Football is sponsored by Dr. Patrick St. Germain, St. Germain Chiropractic, and BurnFatOrlando.com. Dr. Patrick St. Germain voted best chiropractor for now 5 years in a row. West Orange will take over first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Woody Barrett is the big quarterback operating out of the spread formation. He's got one back in the backfield. It's kind of an unusual formation. He's got a blocking back in front of him, and he's got 3 wide receivers. Number 7 goes in motion. Barrett back to throw. He's being flushed out of the pocket. He's running. He's dropped quickly.
Quickly.
Going to be a gain maybe of about a yard.
2 yards is all he got out of that, Roger, because of the quick pursuit of the defense.
Good pursuit by the Blue Darters. Barrett is dangerous.
Yes, he is.
In that situation. Bring up 2nd and about 7. Barrett calls the signals out of the spread. Once again, he's got a back in the backfield. He's got a blocking back, number 44, in front of him. And he's got 3 wide receivers, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Snap to Barrett. He's going to run it around the right end. And he finds not a lot of running room. He's going to get maybe another 2 or 3, possibly. Ball's near the 40-yard line. Once again, good pursuit by Apopka.
Now he was
Omar Davis on the tackle. He got out to the 46-yard line. Going to be 3rd and 4 for the Warriors on their own side of the field. Popka leading 3-0. There's a snap to Barrett. He rolls to his left. He pitches a little shovel pass, and it's going to be a first down up to about the 48-yard line.
You know, he did it. Well, he shoveled that pass off, and what the receiver did, he kind of like jumped and spun like a ball to gain that extra yards.
Good effort. That was Deshaun Collins, who was the receiver. It was kind of a little option out to the left, and he shovel passed it. Instead of pitching it backwards, he's pitched it forward, and they get enough for a first down. There's a handoff, a jet sweep around the right end. Good gain for West Orange. They're going to have another first down. In fact, a great tackle by Kavian Holmes, or he might have scored. West Orange thus far drawing some blood with this jet sweep that they're running, the number seven. 41-yard
line. And the Blue Darters will make that adjustment.
It's number seven, Naquan Reynolds, who's picked up into the first quarter. Apopka leading 3-0. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, presented by CPS Sportsplex. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. We're coming to you live, Joe Ferraro and I, coming to you live from Roger Williams Field on the campus of Apopka High School. We're just about to start the second quarter. It's been an excellent game thus far. Apopka leading 3-0. Both teams have moved the ball. But as you can see, obviously, they're low scoring to this point.
So far, you know, the Blue Darters, they got within striking zone. But once they got to that fourth down, they knew they weren't going to be able to get that touchdown. And took the safe way out, get the 3 points, get on the board, and take it from there. Now defense needs to stop again. And a very tough offense from West Orange.
West Orange took the kickoff. They drove the ball deep into Apopka territory, down around the inside the 30-yard line, where Apopka held on downs. West Orange went for it on fourth down and were stopped by the Blue Darters. From that point, Apopka drove down, got down to the 10-yard line of West Orange. They stiffened. We went for the field goal, made it, and that brings you up to date. Now West Orange has the football on their second possession of the game.
And they flip the field.
Now West Orange going north to south, left to right.
Play resumes to start the second quarter, first and 10 for the Warriors.
A little bit different formation. No blocking back. Three wide receivers and a tight end. There's a snap to Barrett. He gives it to number 29 around left end, and he's brought down. Nice tackle by two Blue Darters, including Rodre Hardwick.
I don't know whether he gained anything on that.
That was great defense, especially by Rodre Hardwick, because he just ran out of his safety position, pursued that play, and knocked that runner down in the backfield.
Second and 10.
No gain on the play. There's a snap to Barrett. He's looking to throw. He's being rushed. He's going to run it. He's across the line of scrimmage. He's still going. He's close to the sticks. Got about 8 or 9.
He had a Blue Darter attempt to bring him down. Just wasn't going to happen.
He's a hard guy to tackle. We saw that all we wanted to last year in the regular season game at West Orange. He got about six on that. He went out of bounds, so he got about six. Going to be third and about three from the Apopka 39-yard line. West Orange out of the spread. Here's a snap to Barrett. He's going to looking to throw. He throws down the middle of the field. He's got number seven wide open. It's going to be a touchdown, West Orange. Woody Barrett to number seven, Naquan Reynolds, and had him wide open and hit him with it.
And it was a perfect pass, perfect reception in the end zone. Nobody near him. That's why Woody Barrett is a threat.
See exactly what happened. I guess maybe it looked like we thought Barrett might run the ball. Anyway, number seven guy was out 3 yards. At least 3 yards behind anybody we had, and it was just an easy pitch and catch for West Orange.
Now they're going to go for the extra point.
Holder is number 11, McDoom. There's the snap. McDoom puts it down. Kick is up. Kick is good. With 11:19 remaining in the first half, West Orange now with a touchdown from Woody Barrett to number seven, Naquan Reynolds, takes a 7-3 lead. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for the West Orange kickoff to Apopka. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, sponsored by Greenbrier Pet Afterlife. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter. He's just taking a 7-3 lead. They're kicking off to Apopka. There's a kick. It's a long, deep. It lands 8 yards deep in our end zone. We'll take it out first and 10 from our own 20. Before we go back to Joe Ferraro, I want to remind you, Blue Dart Football on our hometown station is sponsored by CPS Sportsplex, Florida's brand-new, state-of-the-art indoor sports facility located right here in Apopka. Find out more at cpssportsplex.com. And, Joe, you were telling me that Coach was having a little conversation with the offense.
Yeah, he had the whole offense on the benches, and he was quite animated, whatever he was telling them. And you know how he says he's not very kind? I don't think he was being kind with whatever he was instructing them to do.
Now we've got it first and 10 from our own 20. Birch takes it around left guard. He gets a nice gain out to about the 26 before he's tackled by number 3, Jeremy Samuels.
Jeremy's a senior.
Good blocking at the point of attack. Birch picks up at least about a good 7-yard gain. Out to the 27-yard line.
On their own 27-yard line.
Now it looks like Caleb Hippenstyle still has moved from his tight end position to offensive tackle. Now he's wearing number 77. Very versatile player, Caleb Hippenstyle, for Apopka. Apopka out of the single wing. Actually, it's a hybrid formation. We've got 3 wide receivers. Here's a snap. Direct snap to one of the running backs. Didn't quite catch who it was. He's up to the 28-yard
line.
That's
a first down for the Blue Darters.
Jordan first down, Apopka. That was Jordan Thompson taking the ball on a direct snap.
They opened up and they wedged a nice little hole there.
Great
for
blocking. Him. Great blocking by the interior of the line.
First and 10, Blue Darters.
And that's significant because it's West Orange defensive line is big. It's one of the bigger high school lines you're going to see. Pop got out of this kind of a spread formation. Give us to Massey. There's a fumble in the backfield. It's going to be a loss at best for Apopka.
About a 5-yard loss, Roger. 4 or 5 yards.
But the Blue Fortunately, Apopka maintains possession. And that was one of those negative plays that Coach Darlington said that you need to avoid. Well, we just had one. Fumble in our own backfield, loses 4 yards. Going to bring up second and about 14 from Apopka's own 28-yard line. There's a snap to Birch. He's looking to throw. He throws back to his left. He's got Thompson and a blocker. Nice block by number 66. Thompson gets across midfield to the 49-yard line. Beautifully executed pass play.
That was it. He had some nice blocking there. Was able to just shuck and jive a few of the defenders.
And number 66, Reuben Lewis, the big man, got downfield, delivered a nice block to help Jordan Thompson get even a few extra yards. Nice play, Joe, because Bert, you know, everybody knows we don't throw much anyway, took the ball, looked out to his right, then looked to his left and found his receiver with number 66 there to help him lead the way after he caught it.
And there was a West Orange defender almost got his hands on it.
There's a direct snap to Birch around left end. He's got some running room, but he's brought down from behind on a nice tackle by a Warrior. He got out to the 46-yard line. Again, that was number 3, Jeremy Samuels,
about 4 yards.
Defensive player.
He got 4 yards out of that, Roger. That was a nice run.
Thought he was going to get more, but Jeremy Samuels did something you very rarely see, and that's run down Dimitri Birch from behind.
46-yard line.
Bring up a 2nd and 8, and want to let everybody know, Blue Darter Football, sponsored by our friends over at Porky's Original Barbecue. 2nd and 6, Apopka from the West Orange 46. Birch calls signals out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. He's going right behind right guard. He's got running room. He's at the 40. He dodges tacklers and gets to the 36-yard line.
Kind of gets flipped in the air, but not before he gets the first down plus a few.
That was a Dimitri Birch original there, Joe. I mean, he just ran. He looked like a tap dancer. He looked like he was tap dancing left and right down the field.
Well, I recall a number of years back when the NFL was dabbling in for that very reason.
Picked up a first down. Great run by Dimitri Birch, as only he can do. Ball at the 37 of West Orange. Here's a snap to Massey. Direct snap. He avoids a tackler in the backfield. Gets it out across the 30 to the 27-yard line near another first down.
He had one of the defenders practically blitz him in the backfield, but completely missed. Caught nothing but air as Dimitri Birch almost gets another first down.
Got 9 yards, and that was a great point. He got hit in the backfield. got hit hard in the backfield. And that was just, once again, that was a Dimitri Burch original. He got 9 yards where most backs would have been dropped in his own backfield. Second and one, Apopka from the 27 of West Orange. Snap to Jordan Thompson over behind the center. He's got tough yardage. He's
going to
have a first down, and he's near the 21-yard line. Boy, that's the infantry right there. That was Jordan Thompson running right behind his right guard. Straight ahead, moving out Warriors, and Jordan Thompson running right behind him.
The grunts get it done.
You know, I was reading the book. I've been reading the book Killing Patton by O'Reilly, which is an outstanding book.
Yes, it is.
And it talks about infantry and armored warfare. That looked like the football equivalent to armored warfare and infantry running behind your armor.
It is the field of battle.
Snap to Birch. He's going around left tackle. He's got good running room. He's still going. He's across the 10-yard line. Dimitri Birch, another first down for Apopka.
We're going to mark it at the 10, even though he looked like he was really on the 9. But we'll take the 10.
Once again, tackle by number 3, Jeremy Samuels.
First and goal.
With the ball on the West Orange 10. That's going to bring up a first and goal, Blue Darters.
First and goal from the West Orange 10-yard line. Dimitri Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. Gives it to Massey, cutting across the grain. Massey's got 2 or 3. Down to around the 7. Good, tough running right in the interior of the line.
Pocket number 2 to Sean Massey. Chris Bell, number 8.
Got him down.
West Orange leading 7-3. 5:55 remaining in the first half.
Gain of 2 yards in the play.
Both teams have moved the ball
8-yard line
during this game, but they've moved it slowly up and down the field.
Definitely eating up a lot of clock, too.
Dimitri Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. Somewhere around the 8-yard line of West Orange. There's a snap to Birch. Gives it. He rolls to right. He throws deep into the end zone. He overthrows David Douglas, and he had him wide open in the end zone. Nice play. Beautiful play, Joe. He faked that little counter play that we run so often and so effectively to Massey, cutting around the left, except he didn't give it to him this time. He kept it. Rolled to his right. We had Douglas open in the end zone, and he just overthrew him. Beautiful play call by Coach D. Bring up a third and goal from about the 8-yard line of West Orange. Popka out of the huddle. Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. There's a snap to Birch. He's going to look into sweep around the right tackle. He's got great block at the point of attack, but he's tackled at around the 5 or 6 yard line by West Orange. Somebody made a heck of a defensive play for West Orange.
Sure did.
I thought he was going to go. He had a good hole at the point of attack. Usually when he has that, he gets big yardage. Somebody stepped up for the Warriors and brought him down.
Blue Darters need to go for this.
At about the 6. It's going to be 4th and goal.
And they are.
From the 6. Apopka going for it. Apopka out of the single wing. Timeout. Timeout on the field.
And with that timeout, we're going to take one. You're listening to Blue Darter Football.
Quick 30-second break.
On your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to a Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. It's a very exciting game, just what we expected. Not as much scoring, though. Teams have been moving the ball, but they've been moving in small chunks, not big chunks. West Orange is leading 7-3. There's 4:44 remaining in the first half, and Apopka's knocking on the door. We've got the ball 4th and goal from somewhere around the West Orange 7-yard line.
And it's been that kind of a game. Like you said, low score. Both defenses have really stepped up.
Both defenses has slowed down these two high-powered offenses.
Ate up a lot of clock in this game.
So Popka's out of the huddle. Lining up over the ball. 4th and goal. Coach D going for it. Somewhere around the 7-yard line of West Orange at the north end zone. Players looking back at the sideline. No action yet. Here's a snap to Birch. He's rolling to his left. He's looking to throw. He's being flushed out of the pocket. He's improvising. He's running, and he's tackled at the five-yard line. West Orange holes at the five.
They were able to stop the Blue Darters right on their doorstep, and they will take over at their own five-yard line.
It looked like he wanted to throw on that one, and then I guess he just couldn't find his receiver and decided to pull it down. And
the pressure just
pulled it. Credit defense by West Orange.
Sure. That's like we were saying, you know, both defenses have really stepped up in this game.
And that both defenses have held the other offense at least once tonight deep in their own territory.
Yes.
So Apopka turns the ball on downs at the West Orange 5-yard line. Speaking of, you know, Joe, we were talking about this, the history and tradition of this West Orange series. I mean, you could almost write a book just about the two games that were played last year.
Sure.
And the pregame, the run-up to tonight's game. But, you know, it's a series that goes back to 1933, back in the day the school from Winter Garden was Lakeview. Now they're West Orange. But I did want to say a big shout-out to Phil King, former athletic director at Apopka. Phil King, he was a big part of this series. He's actually the AD who hired Coach Darlington in 1999, brought him to Apopka. And his wife, Marcia King, is from an old Apopka family. Marcia King has an outstanding heritage in her family at Apopka High School. Robinson King was the head cheerleader in 1962.
Wow.
And old school Blue Darters will remember that was the year we won the state championship in basketball. Coach Joe Sterling's Blue Darters won the state championship in basketball. And we had one of the best football teams in the state that year as well.
Great history lesson, Roger. Thank you.
Oh, Jan Rolson, we want to give a big shout out to Jan Rolson, listening in Farmer City, Illinois.
Hello, Jan.
And of course, she is the mother of our outstanding defensive coordinator, Jeff Rolson, and the grandmother of outstanding defensive lineman, Jake Rolson.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, Jan. One of our most loyal listeners. She's been listening for years. Now back to action on the field on this broadcast presented by CPS Sportsplex. Find out more at cpssportsplex.com.
We need a fumble. We need to force a turnover and go walk right in to the end zone for a touchdown. That's what the Blue Darters need
it,
to do.
Heard it from Sage Joe Ferraro. He's been right almost every time this season. There's a snap to Barrett. He's throwing deep down the left sideline.
Intercepted.
Broken up.
No.
Beautiful coverage by the Blue Darters.
He had his hands all over it, Roger.
Looked like Dimitri King almost brought that down for the interception.
Almost.
We had two Blue Darters in coverage there. Dimitri King was one of them. Boy, West Orange not fooling around. They were playing to drive a stake in the Blue Darters, but not on that play. Great coverage by the Blue Darters secondary. First and 10 from the West Orange 5. Barrett calls signals out of the shotgun. West Orange wanting a timeout.
And we're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, coming to you with Joe Ferrara, live from Roger Williams Field on the campus of Apopka High School in this big district, Class A District 4 matchup between our hometown Blue Darters and the visiting West Orange Warriors. West Orange is leading 7-3, 4:31 remaining in the first half. West Orange has the ball at their own 5-yard line where they held Apopka on downs at the 5-yard line. That brings you up to date. It's 2nd and 10, West Orange from their own 5-yard line. Barrett calls the signals. He's going to run it around the right end. Kavian Holmes pushes it in, plays, and he's brought down by a Blue Darter after a short gain. It looks like number 27, Cam Williams. So great defense by Kavian Holmes, playing contain, kept him inside, and
he got 3 yards. Is all
makes the tackle. And Cam Williams and Kavian Holmes were two players who were mentioned by Coach Jake Rolson in our conversation with him today on Blue Darter Sports Central.
3rd and 6, Roger.
Barrett calls the signals out of the shotgun spread. Three wide receivers to the left and a man in motion to the left. He's going to run it right up the middle. He's across the 10-yard line. He's not going to have the first down.
He got 2 yards out of that. That was it.
Once again, good tackling.
Cam Williams in there.
Cam Williams, one of those younger players, getting playing time and having an excellent season. He's just a sophomore, number 27.
With a punt to the Blue Darters. But then knowing or just anticipating a trick.
That'll bring up a 4th and 5. West Orange in punt formation. Birch back to deep for Apopka at the 49, zone 49-yard line.
And there's flags flying.
Flags on the play. Looks like that was either a trick play that didn't unfold, or it looks like the center missed a snap count because everybody started playing football,
right?
Except nobody snapped the football.
So let's see what they're going to say. It's against the Blue Darters.
Oh man, it's going to be encroachment against Apopka, offsides against Apopka. Which means they're going to get a first down. It's going to give them enough yards for a first down, which once again is another huge mistake by the Blue Darters.
But the coach was saying, we don't need any of.
And that might be our biggest noticeable glaring mistake tonight. Had them stopped at their own about 5-yard line, their own 10-yard line, now giving them new life. West Orange, after the penalty on Apopka, offsides penalty on the punt, takes over 1st and 10 from their own 10. There's a snap to Barrett. He's rolling to his left and fires. It's a lateral out to the left flat, and it's got nothing. Great play by Laquan Hicks.
He
lost yardage on that. Lost about a yard.
Yeah, he was behind a stick when he
threw it
that.
Behind the line of scrimmage, which is a very dangerous thing to do. Anyway, Laquan Hicks got out there, covered it beautifully, and West Orange has a completed pass for a loss of 1. Bring up 2nd and 11.
I'm still looking for that mistake from West Orange where they drop the ball, we get it back and run it in for the touchdown.
And this would be a good spot for it. Or a nice interception. Barrett calls the signals out of the spread for West Orange. 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Snap to Barrett. Looks to throw. He fires to the right. Incomplete. Great coverage by Laquan Hicks.
He was right on number 80.
Looking for number 80.
Jared Cook.
No going. It was an inaccurate pass anyway. But Laquan Hicks had it covered like a blanket.
And there wasn't that much pressure on Barrett.
That'll bring up a 3rd and 11. For West Orange is crucial down for Apopka. We can avoid that big costly mistake if we just hold him on this down. Barrett calls the signals. Snap to Barrett. He's looking to throw. He's going to run it. Chased by Cam Williams. He's got the first down. He's still going. He's across the 50, the 40, to the 35-yard line. A huge run by Woody Barrett. And we didn't tackle him. He made a great run, and he's flipped the field.
He ran out of bounds. That was the only way to stop him. Yeah, you just... couldn't hold on to him.
Scenes of last year. Woody Barrett makes a huge play with his feet. Big play and a great run by Woody Barrett, the big quarterback, and that's what we talked about in the pregame. He's a big guy. He's about 6'4", 230, 235. He can run, and he's hard to tackle. Hand off to the tailback, going over right guard. He's got about 8 right up the middle.
Driving a couple of Blue Darter defenders with him.
Good, tough run by the tailback for West Orange. That was number 4, Garland's Matthew.
Second and 4.
Got 6, and I'll bring up a 2nd and 4. It's at the inside the Apopka 35, somewhere around the 32 or 33. West Orange leading 7-3. 1:42 remaining in the first half.
Defense needs to stop this drive here.
Matthew Barrett. He's running it right up the middle. Nobody's tackling him. He's got a touchdown. Touchdown, West Orange. Touchdown, Woody Barrett.
28-yard run, touchdown,
So Barrett, just that's the most basic playing football, took a shotgun snap, ran straight ahead behind the center, and nobody could bring him down. Looked like nobody really got very close to him.
It almost looked as if they were scared of the size of this guy.
Well, I'm sure they weren't scared, but nobody tackled him. And it's that shows what Woody Barrett can do.
Special teams needs to block the
touchdown
kick.
Makes it 13-3, West Orange. McDoom is the holder, the would-be holder. West Orange in kick formation. There's a snap. It's down. Kick is up. Kick is good. With 1:27 remaining in the first half, West Orange takes a 14-3 lead over Apopka. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for the kickoff from West Orange to the Blue Darters. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, presented, sponsored by Porky's Original Barbecue. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, presented by CPS Sportsplex, Apopka's and Florida's brand new state-of-the-art indoor sports facility located right here in Apopka. Find out more at cpssportsplex.com. West Orange has just scored again, 14-3. They're kicking off to Apopka. We'll have 120, a little over a minute if we feel this cleanly. Ball's taken inside the end zone by Apopka. And we've got a nice run back there, bringing it out to about the 37-yard line.
Definitely a nice run. That's about around the 27-yard line, Raj.
That was Laquan Hicks, a very versatile player. He's known for great special teams tackling. He's known for great linebacker play. He's known for blocking kicks. And right there, he gave us a nice kickoff return. And he was very animated getting the guys fired up after he was tackled.
And one thing, the Blue Darters, we know their mindset. They know they need to score.
120. I've seen this go down the field many times in less than 120. There's a snap to Birch. He's going to run it over left guard. He's taken down quickly. It's going to be a gain maybe of a couple.
Or one.
And, you know, Joe, on that last drive by West Orange, that's exactly what everybody, Coach Rolson, Coach Darlington, every fan, every observer said we basically could not do. And that's let Woody Barrett just run the ball and not tackle him. But, I mean, it's much easier said than done. We're not
True.
Out there trying to tackle this guy. But that's what we were concerned about, worried about coming in, was him just being able to take the football and just run it. And they just had a 90-yard drive, and he got almost all the yards, basically in two carries.
Yes. He doesn't need the team. Just give him the ball.
Timeout on the field. Which coming, you know, actually, action's getting ready to start again. And so Apopka will have the ball second and about 8 from our own 30, our own 29-yard line. Apopka Blue Darters football sponsored by our friends at Florida Door Solutions. Tell you more about them later in our broadcast. There's a snap to Dimitri Birch. He's going over right tackle. Tackled by a Warrior. He's going to have, once again, minimal yardage. Going to have 3 or 4.
He's about 3-4 yards shy of the first down, Raj.
1:04 remaining in the first half. And speaking of the great tradition of the series, great players, great games, one of the great games was a game that we covered in our very first year where we played at West Orange.
Yes.
We'd already had a district loss, so we had to win that game to make the postseason. If we lose it, there is no postseason. And we played a pesky bunch of Warriors, an explosive bunch of Warriors, and we scored. We had a big offensive outing. They kept scoring. We never could put it away until finally near the end of the game, but it was turned out to be a big, huge victory for
yes.
us. And we, of course, went on to the state championship. But a big player in that game was Jevrick Blocker, one of the all-time great players ever to wear the blue and white. And I want to give a big shout-out to Jevrick Blocker, listening in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, hey, Jevrick.
Where he's starting as a running back for Benedict College. Birch sweeps around the left end. He's still going. He's doing his tap dancing routine, but he's finally brought down, and he's once again brought down short of the first down.
No, he's got the first down.
A first down. First down to Apopka.
He definitely got the first down. They're moving the sticks, and he earned that first
down.
That
was that individual outstanding play by Demetri Birch.
I mean, there was a lot of opposition from him for
he
him to get that.
Zigging left, zigging right, staying on his feet, even running in place for a few steps as guys eluded him, and as he eluded tacklers. And he got the first down, which is huge. First and 10 from our own 38, 42 seconds remaining in the first half. Snap to Birch.
It's a ball dropped.
Daquan Wilson. Direct snap to Daquan Wilson. He's across the 50. He ran over. He ran over a West Orange Warrior, and he carried another one for 12 yards. Daquan Wilson inside the 40.
The ball dropped on the snap, just laid on the ground. Daquan Wilson picked the ball up and gained all that yardage.
A key play, heads-up play by Daquan Wilson. And speaking of outstanding plays and memorable plays, I've never seen a Blue Darter carry a defender 12 yards before,
and
he just did.
And he definitely
and ran carried. Over one while he was carrying that one. Here's a handoff. Oh, DeMasi.
Oh.
He got crushed by two Warriors. That fact they
took his
helmet off. That was Samuels. Jeremy Samuels, and it was number 42, the big defensive tackle, Julian Pittman.
Waiting for flags. No, no flags.
10 seconds remaining in the first half. As Demetri Birch was hit hard by two, not just two Warriors, one of them was huge. Julian Pittman is huge.
Took his helmet right off.
Tore his helmet off.
10 seconds left.
West Orange in the first half. Popka trailing 14-3. And, you know, Joe, as we talk about the first half, it was very much an even first half. And Coach Darlington, as he always does, talked about one of the crucial things is we can't make big mistakes. Well, we've had the biggest mistake in the game thus far.
Yes.
And that's when we had West Orange stopped at their own 10-yard line. They had 4th and 4 from their own 10-yard line, buried deep in their own territory. They were trying to punt the ball. We were offsides. The 5-yard penalty gave them enough yardage for the first down, and 2 or 3 plays later, they end up scoring a touchdown and make a 7-3 game, a 14-3 game. But Popka's out of the huddle. We're at the 43 of West Orange. 10 seconds remaining.
Flags flying.
Flags and whistles. It looked like one of our players jumped the snap count. We'll see what they call it.
Yep. False start offense. We'll take a 5-yard walk.
Going to take us back. It looked like, they not only did they pick up the 5-yard penalty, they telegraphed the play, which looked like it was going to be a pass play, which might have caught him off guard since we don't do. What's coming?
Don't know what to look for.
10 seconds remaining in the first half. 14-3. Apopka trailing. Out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. He's going to run it over left guard. Got a good hole. He's got a huge hole. It's across the 40. He's tackled at the 30-yard line.
He gets tripped up by number 5 from West Orange.
That's DeJour Nesbeth. And that's going to be the final play of the first half. So at the end of the first half in this key Class 8A District 4 matchup, the West Orange Warriors lead the Blue Darters 14-3. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, sponsored by Greenbrier Pet. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Presented by CPS Sportsplex. We'll be joined by John Perry in just a moment. Our Blue Darters are uncharacteristically trailing at halftime. We're behind 14-3 against a sturdy bunch of Warriors. It's been an interesting first half. Both teams moved the ball pretty effectively, but they didn't score a lot of points. That's one of the stories of the first half. And then we had a crucial offsides penalty in a punting situation right at the end of the first half that resulted not in a West Orange punt, but gave them a first down and resulted in a West Orange touchdown ultimately. And that's a big part of the story as we trail 14-3. Before we go to John Perry, I want to remind you that Apopka Blue Darter football is sponsored by CPS Sportsplex, Florida's brand new state-of-the-art indoor sports facility located right here in Apopka. The grand opening is coming soon. Stay tuned to Blue Darter Football, to Blue Darter Sports Central, and to 1520 WBZW to find out more about the fabulous CPS Sports Complex opening soon. It will be located at 110 Athletes Row, Apopka, and that is on Bradshaw Road, just one block south of the Highway 441 Wawa at the intersection of 441 and Bradshaw Road. Find out more at cpssportsplex.com. Now let's go to John Perrion. John, I'd just like to get you, of course, get your overview, your first thoughts and overview of a first half where we trail 14-3.
Well, Roger, it's finishing drives for Apopka, very much like the Edgewater game, I believe it was. And we talked about that, and you know, you finish drives, it's 14-14. You don't have the situation where you're and give credit to West Orange. That's an Apopka gig that they've done for years, the snap down. They do it on every kick. West Orange doesn't really – they moved. They called it a shift is what I was told. So, you know, it looked like a false start to me, but, you know, I understand.
Was that the penalty?
The punt, on the punt, yes.
Yeah, that's been the key play of the game thus far.
Absolutely, but they still had 85 yards to go, after, or 84 yards to go after that. So, you know, it's you can't. I mean, Woody Barrett, all of a sudden, is the leading rusher.
We were stopping him, yeah. Well, he got about 90 yards on two carries.
He's got 99 yards total, and 78 came on that 95-yard drive that was set up through the penalty on the punt. The punt attempt that didn't happen where they shifted. And both teams. I've got both teams with 157 yards rush each team for the first half. Popka's got 23 passing and West Orange with 40 passing. Of course, 34 came on the touchdown. Their two touchdowns been a 34-yard pass and the 28-yard run by Barrett. So, you know, not monster plays, but decent plays that, you know, that a Popka's used to making. This West Orange defense has improved. Part of that is probably seen in Apopka's inexperience and getting more experience on the offensive line. But moving the ball well. I mean, definitely outgaining West Orange until that last West Orange drive. You got to finish drives. And Apopka does that. But not tonight, it hasn't been. And that's been the difference so far.
We turned over and downs once inside the 10. Yep. Got no points, and then we got inside the 10 and took the field goal, which gave us our 3 points.
Right, and two trips inside the 10 for Apopka generally means two touchdowns.
Tonight we've gotten three points now.
So they talk about red zones, but maybe Apopka ought to call it inside the 10 the blue zone. It's just... They just are not getting that part done.
We had a wide-open receiver that
he's been getting, I think, a little better in his accuracy, but that one wasn't even close. It was at least 3 yards over Douglas's head. And he wasn't wide open in the back of the end zone, but he was open, plenty open. From the throwing angle, you know, I know there was a West Orange kid in between them, but you still got to be able to put that ball in there and at least give it a chance of being caught.
So once again, as it was at Dr. Phillips, essentially a pretty even game. We have just not been able to get the points on our opportunities, and West Orange has, and they're leading 14-3 right now.
Yeah, and that, you know, you got to be able to put it in the end zone. I mean, it's very basic, not totally surprised that Darlington didn't go for the on fourth and goal from the 7. I thought he might kick, but who knows what would have happened. I mean, you just, you know, high school kicking is, except for that year Brett Wilson in 2012, it's kind of a toss-up sometimes with kicking in high school. But that's not a surprise. That's very much his personality, Rick's personality to do that. But it's an even game in terms of what they're doing on the field, but you got to finish drives. I mean, it's third or fourth time I've said it, and I could probably say it 100 more before we're through.
You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, and I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Greenbrier Pet Afterlife. And we'll be hearing, listen to 1520 WBZW, and you'll be hearing more about Greenbrier Pet Afterlife. We thank them for their support of Apopka Blue Darter Football on 1520 WBZW. John, I couldn't help but notice that Coach Darlington was having a very animated conversation with the officials as teams were coming off at halftime. Do you know specifically?
No, Roger, I didn't see it at all. Last week.
You were standing right next to him when he was having his animated conversation with the officials last game at halftime.
I don't have any idea what it was about. I was looking more at the crowd trying to get up here to the press box. So did not even see that going on, much less hear it. So, in terms of what's ahead for the second half, Roger, Rick and Rick Darlington and defensive coordinator Jeff Rolson are great in-game coaches, adjusting and doing this, that, and the other. And James Delgado, offensive line coach, is right there with them. And they'll come up with something. And now, whether things turn around 11 points, so if Hopkins outscore West Orange by 12 points or more in the second half, I don't know. West Orange has proven they're a pretty good ball team. They defeated Dr. Phillips. Defensively, they've surprised me some. They've boated up and inside the 10. It's very much a bend and not break situation there for West Orange on defense. And the Parker's got to be able to push it in. But I wouldn't be surprised to see. What do you want to call it? Trick play, gadget play, something. Your Popka gets the ball up in the second half, which is unusual. I was surprised when Rick had him defer on the coin flip.
Right,
he always takes the ball. Didn't tonight. It was fine. Yeah, it was fine. It paid off. The West Orange was stopped there after a couple first downs. So if you don't finish drives, it doesn't matter how many times you have the ball. You got to be able to do that.
And you're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Want to give a big shout out to everybody listening across the world online at 1520wbzw.com. We're speaking right now with John Perry, editor of the Apopka Chief and Planner, where we're taking on longtime rival and district foe, West Orange. We're trailing the Warriors 14-3 at halftime right now, and it's just heard from John, or if you're just joining us, both teams have 157 yards rushing. The game has essentially been an even game. West Orange has capitalized on their opportunities, and we have gotten 3 points out of two trips inside the 10-yard line. That's a big part of the story thus far. And John, I'd like to talk about, in terms of the defense here. Two things I thought were surprising, and they're almost opposite. One, I was surprised that we were doing such a good job of handling Woody Barrett, the big quarterback who's such a great runner, up until near the end of the first half, because he had been running and we'd been stopping him effectively, very effectively. But then, so I was kind of surprised that we were so effective stopping him. And then that last drive, I was surprised to see him run 78 yards on two carries.
Yeah, it's somewhat like teams when they play Apopka. And they stop the run. Third, it was very much that way, if you'll remember, up in the brutal heat wave of Lake City in the preseason game. They stopped the Apopka on a lot of plays of 2 yards or less. But then Apopka could run for 10 or 11. And that's generally the way Apopka, it's like the old wishbone days of teams just defending it, and then that triple option can get you. Well, Apopka's single wing will get you eventually. But tonight it hasn't, despite the number of yards. It hasn't when it had to. Looks like we're getting some rain coming in. I think it's going to be light. I was trying to look at the radar there late in the first half, and I don't think it's going to be real heavy, but it may affect the play. We'll see. It'll certainly make the ball wet, that's for sure.
Listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams speaking with John Perry, editor of the Apopka Chief and Planner. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue to speak with John Perry at the Apopka Blue Darter Halftime Report, sponsored by Florida Door Solutions. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW. Once again, I want to let you know our broadcast is sponsored by our friends over at Florida Door Solutions. Do you have garage door problems? Florida Door Solutions has your solution. And they've been voted best garage door company for now 5 years in a row. Give them a call at 866-FLA-DOOR. That's 866-FLA-DOOR. Or check them out at fladoor.com and tell them you're an Apopka Blue Darter. Also, before we go back to John Perry, of course, one of the big aspects of the Apopka West Orange game, in addition to being a big current contemporary district rival game that every year in recent years affects the postseason outcomes, is that it's a rivalry, Apopka versus Winter Garden in football, goes back to 1933. Well, one of the great traditional organizations in Apopka is the Apopka Elks Club, Lodge 2422, and a big part of their traditions is their annual turkey shoot. So I want to let all the Blue Darters know that, once again, this fall, Apopka Elks will be having their annual turkey shoot, and that'll take place November 7th and 8th, November 21st and 22nd, December 5th and 6th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's all at NOSHA, Northwest Orange County Improvement Association, at 4253 Poncan Road in Zellwood, Florida. Of course, there'll also be food, cold drinks, and coffee. That's the Apopka Elks annual turkey shoot coming up November 7th and 8th, November 21st and 22nd, December 5th and 6th at the Northwest Orange County Improvement Association at 4253 Poncan Road in Zellwood. Now back to John Perry. Now, I noticed that Coach has been, you know, crafting a few little passing plays. We've actually missed a couple of them, but we've had them open. So do you think that he'll continue to maybe go back to a few of those?
I don't know. Maybe right off the bat, but knowing him, probably not. I think it would be more likely something that somebody might classify as a trick play or a gadget play, and who knows. But we'll see. It may come out, just try to, you know, establish, maybe change or tweak a couple of things in the locker room at halftime, and then come out and try those. So we'll see. I've seen him do both of those type of things.
And not that wholesale changes even need to be made, as you said, tweak a few things, because one of the stories of the first half is we moved the ball effectively. It was just in smaller chunks than normal, and we didn't have the big plays, the long touchdowns, and then, of course, we weren't able to score the two times. You get the touchdowns the two times we got inside the 10-yard line, but in terms of moving the ball down the field, we did that in the first half.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm saying. Apopka had a total of about 15 more yards of offense, it'd be 14-14 right now. If a frog had wings, but you've got to be able to finish those drives. And West Orange has got some great athletes, Roger. They're just incredibly gifted.
And the line is big. I knew they had the wide receivers and the huge quarterback.
Yeah, Stoneforth of Scythe, the number 73, he's like 6'7", I believe. And he's a Florida commit, so you Gators will be happy. He's a lot bigger than Martez Ivy ever was here at Apopka. And he's just huge.
And they got some big ones in the defensive line as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've got athletes and size all over the place. That tells me what kind of team Jacksonville Trinity Christian has up there, that private school that, you know, it's like a 4A or 5A school, and they're beating West Orange by four touchdowns. So
I'm beginning to wonder if maybe West Orange didn't take the JV up there or play their third string in that game.
I don't know what the deal is, but I do know that they're incredibly gifted. Got some great athletes who have shown up at West Orange, and they're doing a great job. And we know Bob Head's a good coach because he's been able to do it everywhere he's been. So, hats off to West Orange. And we'll see how it comes out in the second half. I would be surprised if it doesn't get real competitive in the second half, and things get a little, I got to feel like if it gets close and it's late, I got to feel like Apopka's got a mental edge, but we'll see. West Orange certainly won the regular season game last year, but that was in the second half. That was a disaster for Apopka. It started off that kickoff of the second half, and everything went downhill from there. So, but if it's competitive and a one-score game late, wouldn't be surprised to see something happen along that line that meant an Apopka victory. But we'll see.
It was another big half to go, and looking forward to looking, exciting to think about what's going to happen in that second half. Thank you, John Perry, for joining us.
Thank you, Roger.
John's going to go back down to the sideline. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined once again by Joe Ferraro as we get ready for the big second half of this key Class 8A District 4 matchup between our Apopka Blue Darters and the West Orange Warriors. Warriors are leading at halftime 14-3. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station presented by CPS Sportsplex. We'll be right back.
Well, now the Blue Darters offense is going to take the team, and they know what they have to do. They've got to get the ball in the end zone, get points on the board.
Be interesting to see how Coach Darlington attacks West Orange here on this first possession of the second half. Popka trailing 14-3. Popka in the kind of a spread formation now. Dimitri Birch calling the signals. Three wide receivers. Snap to Birch. He's going to run it right up the middle. He's still going. He's across the 30. 35. Pushed out of bounds. That looks like a late hit. No flag. And he gets out to the 35-yard line. First down to Popka on a nice run by Dimitri Birch.
And that was a late hit.
And not only was it late, Joe, Dimitri Birch was running so fast, fortunately for him, that the player couldn't get a lick on him, but he was sure trying to get a lick on him,
yes.
And he was trying to get a lick on him about 7 yards out of bounds. Boy, if there was a penalty for intent, there should be. There definitely would have been one on
yeah,
that play.
Then the flags would have flew.
First and 10 of Popka after the nice run by Dimitri Birch. Here's a snap to Jordan Thompson. He gets crushed by three Warriors. He's going to have a game of about three.
Yeah, he got 3 yards out of that. He ran into a solid wall of West Orange.
Got about four tough yards. And that was the carry you never want to have, because, Joe, I got a good line of vision on it. About three of them grabbed him and stopped his forward progress, and then one of them came in with a running start and just nailed him right in the face.
They stood him up. The other guy hit him.
Good, tough run by Jordan Thompson. Second and about seven for Apopka. Here's a snap to Burt, sweeping left in. And he's going to be tackled out of bounds by number 10. That's Ben Bollinger.
He didn't get anything.
No gain on the play. Good aggressive defense by the Warriors. And Joe, I do want to make special note. Excuse me. One of our very versatile players, Coach Darlington, is talking about this player, Caleb Hippensteel.
Yes.
He's actually playing two different positions tonight. Sometimes he's playing tight end, sometimes he's playing offensive tackle, which necessitates he has to wear two different numbers. So when he's at end, he's 11. When he's at tackle, he's 77. And rarely do you see a player who's so versatile, they have to wear two different jersey numbers.
So obviously they got the other jersey on the sideline, and he's changing shirts.
And he's in an offensive tackle right now. He's leading that play. Birch around the right end, and he's tackled in the open field. Nice tackle by the Warriors. Again, that's number 10, Ben Bollinger.
They had a defender get right in there and got a hold of Birch. Now the punting team comes on.
And it looks like West Orange getting a little bolder and a little more aggressive on defense.
That they are.
Seeing a little spring in their step. I didn't notice in the first half. So West Orange holds Apopka on our first series of the second half. Apopka in punt formation. There's a snap. There's the kick. Pretty nice punt taken at the 26-yard line by McDoom. He's still going, and he's chased out of bounds by a wave of Apopka players.
He was trying to do that little spin thing to rip hands from off him, but it didn't work.
But it was good tackling and good coverage by the Apopka Blue Darter punt coverage unit. That'll bring up first and 10 for the Warriors from their own 34-yard line. They're leading 14-3 at 9:36 remaining in the first half.
Pretty good field position for them to start their second drive.
So quickly, well, we'll talk about this a bit later, but when we have our next timeout, I want to tell all of our listeners that we'll be up at Beef O'Brady's next Saturday morning.
That's right.
For a live edition of Blue Darter Sports Central to help celebrate the Debbie Turner Cancer Care Center activities and fundraising activities. I'll tell you more about that later. Here's the snap to Burt, to Barrett. He's running it around the right end. He's eluded one tackler, but not that one.
He got half a yard out of it.
Wadre Hardwick
tackle Barrett in the open field.
And that's the way they had to go for his feet.
Got him by the ankles.
So far, that's the only way I've seen that you can tackle him.
Well, that's the most sure way to tackle, actually. When a guy has his ankles solidly wrapped in his arms, probably not going to be able to run too far.
You're absolutely right.
Nice tackle by Rodre Hardrick. There's a snap to Barrett. He's going to throw. He's looking to throw deep.
He's sacked. Oh, they got him and took his helmet off.
Number 50. Number 50 for the Blue Darters. That's Omar Davis. He crushed Barrett.
And took his helmet right off. Just like they did to Deshaun Massey earlier in the second quarter.
Now Barrett has to leave the field. And a loss of 5 yards. Looks like Woody Barrett, without his helmet, now that the helmet came off, looked like he's sporting a fro there.
He is. He kind of looked like one of those gnomes.
Loss of at least five.
The trolls, those little troll dolls. That's what he looked like. Nice hair.
West Orange inside their 30 now, somewhere around the 28 after the big sack on Barrett. And here we have a flag. Delay a game for West Orange. And
they took that just so Woody Barrett could come back in?
I was just thinking about that. I was just wondering if that's the case.
No, Barrett's not coming back in.
Because when a player loses his helmet, I think there's a rule where you have to actually go sit out a play.
But apparently they just went over for instructions.
It's going to be third and 20 for the Warriors. They're in the spread formation. The quarterback now is number 15, Jacob Titus.
Offsides. That was number 50 from the Warriors.
Snap.
Jeffrey Kennedy. He just jumped right off the line.
Going to back West Orange up 5 more yards. Now they're inside the 20.
Third and 25.
19-yard line.
From their own 19.
Barrett still not coming back in.
Jacob Titus still in at quarterback. Out of the spread formation, they got two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Jet sweep to number 13. He's tackled behind the line of scrimmage.
He's taken down by a Blue Darter.
Great play. I think that was number 99, Gavin Johnson.
Gavin Johnson. Nice play. He just blitzed in there, pulled him down for an additional 5 yard
loss.
Another
big loss for West Orange. Another outstanding defensive play by Apopka.
They're deep in their end zone, Roger. They have to punt from there.
Line scrimmage is somewhere around the 12-yard line. The punter's punting lined up inside his own end zone, as Joe just said. There's a snap to the punter. Low line drive. We're going to get a return on this. Taken at the 40.
Oh, nice hit!
He's at the 50. He's across their 40. He's still going. He fumbled it. Ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground at the 40-yard line of West Orange.
Blue Darters picked it back up.
Recovered by Apopka. Joe, that was huge.
Number 22, Jarrell Tinsley put a hit on one of the West Orange guys. Literally lifted him off his feet and took him back at least 2 yards.
Kavian Holmes recovered it. Number 4, Kavian Holmes. And that was a huge play in this football game.
It sure was.
If we lose that fumble, not good.
That would have been exceptionally ugly.
But Kavian Holmes, man, Johnny on the spot, nailed it. Picked it up. I mean, fell on it. Apopka maintained possession. First and 10 from the West Orange 38-yard line. Excellent field position to start this drive. Out of the single wing, Birch over left guard. He's got about 5 or 6 yards. Tough sledding over left guard.
Looks like 7 yards he got out of that.
That's more of that infantry football.
Grunts. They get her done.
Straight ahead. And speaking of grunts, number 44, and I mean that affectionately and with absolute respect.
Absolutely.
Number 44, Paul Fitzgerald, the blocking back, one of the real unsung heroes on this offense, was right in there leading that interference and blocking for Birch. Ball's inside the 35. Snap to Daquan Wilson. Ooh. He's nailed at the line of scrimmage by number 90. That was number 90, Nolan DeFranco, who almost decapitated Daquan Wilson at the line of
yeah,
scrimmage.
Yeah, he went nowhere, unfortunately.
One of the stories of this game is a big athletic offensive line of the Warriors, who are really slowing down our offense. They're not stopping it, but they're slowing it down.
Yeah, we're definitely not getting those big plays we're used to getting and all that yardage.
We're getting yardage consistently, but we're not getting it in the big chunks that we're accustomed to. 5:52 remaining in the third quarter. Line of scrimmage is the 38-yard line of West Orange. Snapped up to Deshaun Massey, and he's tackled in the backfield.
Oh, and big loss.
West Orange defense won that one. In fact, they started pushing our line back into our backfield where Massey couldn't even get a running lane.
Lost 2 yards.
Yeah, the blockers were getting pushed back into the backfield. Fourth and about 13 from the West Orange 47-yard line. Popkin punt formation. There's a snap. Minier kicks it. It's a low line drive kick. It hits around the 18. It's rolling, taking a Popkin bounce, and it's going to roll inside around the 12-yard line.
Blue Darters got down there just to make sure it didn't get a bounce back towards the other direction.
So with West Orange leading 14-3, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back for the West Orange possession, you're listening to a Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, presented by CPS Sportsplex. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Patrick St. Germain, St. Germain Chiropractic, and BurnFatOrlando.com. Dr. Patrick St. Germain voted once again best chiropractor for now 5 years in Apopka, and of course supports all of our Blue Darter athletic programs on 1520 WBZW.
Thank you, doctor.
Joe, also, since we have timeout on the field, this will give us a chance to talk about the big live edition of Blue Darter Sports Central coming up next Saturday morning, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow.
The 10th of October.
At Beef O'Brady's, a huge day. It's the annual huge day of great events, including live country music concerts at Beef O'Brady's. All of it is to help support and help to raise funds for the Debbie Turner Cancer Care Center.
It's the Debbie Turner Cancer Care Center block party. You're invited. We hope you all come out and help support this wonderful cause. And now everybody's back on the field.
Great organization, great woman. In fact, Debbie Turner, one of the true treasures and one of the great people of our Apopka community.
And that she is.
West Orange takes over first and 10 deep inside their territory once again. The line of scrimmage is somewhere around, looks like to be about the 12-yard line. Barrett back in there, the big quarterback. West Orange shifting at the line of scrimmage. Players look like they're not sure where to line up, actually. Two players keep moving back and forth, left to right. Snap to Barrett. He's going to run it right over right guard. He's got a hole. He's still going. Tripped up, fortunately, by Dimitri King.
I think that shifting, Roger, was a head game.
Yeah, I think
so. For the Blue Darters.
I think so. Yeah, dude, that was the most basic play in the history of the game of football. He took a direct snap and ran straight up the middle with it and got good yardage while he was doing it. In fact, he got a first down. Once again, Woody Barrett, the big quarterback, proving difficult to tackle. West Orange at about the 23-yard line of their own 23-yard line. There's a little jet swing to number 7. He breaks a tackle, and he's still going. He's got another first down, pushed out of bounds finally by Kavian Holmes, but not until he gets a first down on a jet sweep around the left end.
They're coming back like with a vengeance to move this ball down the field. And defense needs to stiffen up, Roger.
And that's one play they've hurt us with the whole game. That's that little jet sweep to number 7. Snap to Barrett. Handoff right up the middle. Going to gain about 5 or 6 yards right up the middle. That was number 29. Darian Williams.
Takes him right to the 41-yard line. of West Orange.
About 5 yards on that. West Orange with the ball at their own 41. Apopka trailing 14-3. 3:57 remaining in the third quarter. Another time-consuming drive by one of these teams tonight. We've seen this has been a game of long, protracted, slow-moving drives. Barrett back to throw. He's looking to throw deep. Flushed out of the pocket by Quintarius Bournes. He avoids a tackle and picks up 10 yards. Finally brought down at the 45 of Apopka by Jarrell Tinsley.
Again, going for the ankles.
Nice tackle by Tinsley, but not until Barrett picks up a first down, gains about 20-plus yards, and gets the ball over on our side of the field. Number 58, Boris Lewis in the game now for Apopka. For those listening last week, Boris Lewis is the mystery number 58.
Oh, that's who 58 was.
Did some research this week and found out who he was. But it's always a big compliment when you get recognized, when people even know your name. First and 10 West Orange now from the Apopka 45-yard line. Hand off to the big tailback. He's across the 40. He's got another first down, close to at least. Pushed out of bounds on a hard tackle by Kavian Holmes. Got about 8.
Holmes.
Bring up a second and 2.
They seem to be just marching it right down the field, Roger.
Yeah, they're getting yardage in chunks now, West Orange is. Leading 14-3, and they're eating up all the clock in the third quarter here. 3:11 remaining in the third quarter. Snap to Barrett. He's going to run it over left tackle. He's got a hole. Still going. He's outrunning Blue Darters. He's at the 25. He's at the 20. Finally tackled around the 15 or 14 yard line by Kavian Holmes. Once again, not until he picked up a first down.
Now they're within striking distance of the Blue Darters' end zone.
West Orange has moved the ball all the way from their own 12-yard line now to the Apopka 15-yard line on their first possession of the third quarter. Here, Barrett calls the signals. Barrett still calls the signals. Next time they tried this, he ran straight up the middle. Snap to Barrett. He's going to throw it into the left flat. Incomplete. Good coverage.
And no flag.
Good coverage by Kavian Holmes. Kavian Holmes saved a touchdown because he looked like it was a nice throw.
And it was
to McDoom.
Yeah, and it was going to hit his target.
It looked like a basketball rebound situation. You had two guys leaping high into the air, and Kavian Holmes covered it well enough to break it up. Great defense, great coverage by Kavian Holmes. Second and 10 West Orange from the Apopka 15. Out of the spread, it's got two backs in the backfield, including a blocking back. He's going to run it around the right end. He's got running room. He eludes a tackler, and he's near a touchdown.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, West Orange. Woody Barrett.
Woody Barrett, touchdown, West
Orange. He's a one-man team, no doubt.
Yeah, this is becoming eerily similar to the second half of last year, which basically was just Barrett running the ball and thus not being able to tackle him.
Exactly. And what the coach was saying, not to let happen.
He did pick up some good blocks on that carry as well, and it was a well-designed play. What they did was they faked that jet sweep around the left where they've been hurting us. Everybody flowed over that way. Instead of handing it off, he faked it and then ran it back over to the right. We didn't have any guys over there. Well-designed play, and he got picked up good blocking too. There's the kick. Low-line drive kick, it's good. So with 2:49 remaining in the third quarter, West Orange takes a 21-3 lead over the Apopka Blue Darters. You're hearing it all on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Apopka Blue Darter football.
Three unanswered touchdowns.
Hi, it's me again.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro. We're coming to you live from Roger Williams Field on the campus of Apopka High School. West Orange has just scored again. They've taken a 21-3 lead now, and they're kicking off to the Blue Darters with 2:49 remaining in the third quarter. And there's the kick taken at the goal line by a Blue Darter. It's Laquan Hicks. He's running fast, and he's eluding tacklers. He's across the 30. He's outrunning people. He's at the 40. He ran over one. He's at the 45. Brought down at the 48. Laquan Hicks. Joe, that's the man that wants to win a football game right there. Number 32, Laquan Hicks.
And number 32, Colby Adamson is the one that prevented him from going all the way.
Speaking of versatile players, I mean, I continue to marvel at number 32, Laquan Hicks. He began to make his mark as a sophomore as an outstanding special teams player. You know,
yes.
We noticed him making tackles all over the place on special teams. He became a starting linebacker last year, which he still is. He started returning punts and doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
There he just returned a kickoff 48 yards, and it hopefully it gave us a spark that we really need right now.
We need three touchdowns, Roger.
Massey with the football. Massey tackled. Going to be a gain of nothing.
Right back to the line of scrimmage.
Got hit in the line of scrimmage. Behind the line of scrimmage. The guys on the line are going to have to do a better job.
Oh, he got a yard out of that, Raj.
And he had to carry a man on his back because he got hit behind the line of scrimmage. .213 remaining in the third quarter. West Orange leading 21-3.
Three unanswered touchdowns. Blue Darters definitely need a touchdown here.
Popka out of the spread formation. Three wide receivers. Snap to Birch, going right behind center. Hit by a wall of West Orange players. He's going to have a gain maybe of a yard, maybe two. Once again, the big athletic West Orange line asserts itself. You know, we heard a lot about Barrett before the game, which we knew a lot about Barrett before the game. We heard a lot about McDoom, who we already knew about. We didn't hear a lot about this big defensive line of West Orange, but those guys are one of the big keys to the game thus far. Because yardage is becoming increasingly rare for Apopka tonight.
They are stopping our run.
Third and seven. At the 49 of West Orange, out of the spread formation. Oh. Flag on the play is going to be an illegal procedure by one of our guys. Guy shifted before the snap.
Yep, 5 yards.
Going to back it up 5 yards. One of those negative plays that goes backward that Coach Darlington talked about.
Blue Darters need to shake it off and focus here.
Going to bring third and about 12, maybe 13. Popka from our own 46. Back on our side of the field. Out of the spread. Snap to Birch. He looks to throw. He's going to run it. He's scrambling. And he's bounced off a tackler. He's still going. He's still going.
Oh!
And he's tackled for a
big
no gain. Flag on the play. I wouldn't be shocked if this is a celebration penalty. Because after they made the nice tackle on Dimitri Birch for little or no gain, they had a big celebration about it. But we'll see what it is. Maybe not.
Flag of the field.
Looked like number 6 made the tackle for West Orange, and that would be Dakari Croker.
They're moving. It's against. Wow. First down.
It's going to be a big one against West Orange, 15 yards.
And
we're waiting for the signal.
Yep, celebrating.
That's what it was. It made a nice play. Had to have a big celebration about it.
And
got flagged for it.
And you know, that's not surprising coming from West Orange.
Actually, we hadn't seen that thus far tonight. We saw it a lot last year. And that's a big mistake for them because they, 15-yard penalty picks up it gave us a first down on that. Birch takes a direct snap. He's eluding tacklers and he's hemmed in
and
he's dropped for another loss. You know, we've had more negative plays, losing yardage plays on offense I've ever seen us have before.
Well, the West Orange defense is just scrambling and putting the pressure on.
They seem like they're getting stronger and more confident throughout the game.
Birch can't get away from them.
And Joe, that's going to be the last play of the third quarter. At the end of three quarters, from Roger Williams Field on the campus of Apopka High School, West Orange takes a 21-3 lead over the Apopka Blue Darters. You're hearing it all on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, presented by CPS Sportsplex. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back for the fourth quarter. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro.
Okay, hey.
We're coming to you live. We're at Roger Williams Field. We're trailing the West Orange Warriors 21-3, and we're just getting ready to start the fourth quarter. And, Joe, it's crunch time now. If we're going to do something to pull this game out, now would be a good time to start doing it.
They have three unanswered touchdowns they need to get back. If they score three touchdowns in this quarter and hold them to nothing else, the Blue Darters win.
And we can certainly do it. Now we're going to go to, Joe has called numerous dramatic big plays over the last 2 years at least. What do you see in your crystal ball?
I'm seeing touchdowns. They have to stop Barrett. They have to get around this defense. These guys are just running all over them.
West Orange definitely over the course of the third quarter began to seemingly get more confident, both Barrett running the ball, where we completely shut him down for a quarter and a half.
Right.
Barrett got virtually nothing running in the first quarter and up until like the last few minutes of the second half. Then he unleashed, and in the third quarter we just really couldn't tackle him, just like last year in the regular season game.
You cannot take a break against this team.
Popka, first and 10 as on the first play of the first quarter, out of the single wing from the West Orange 46-yard line. Thompson, Siriki around right in. He's got a lot of green. He cuts back at the 20. Tackled at the 15. Nice run by Adonijo Siriki.
He was doing some really nice left-right juking there.
We got him a good block at the point of attack, and that's all he needs is a little crease. This guy is fast. This guy looks like he's got a jetpack on his back. And, Joe, you know, as we talked about in the pregame, Adonijo Siriki came into the game averaging almost 20 yards a carry. He got more than 20 on that carry.
It's like a lion's chasing him. That's how fast he is.
I think I'd like to see him a little bit more here in the fourth quarter. Haven't seen much of him at all thus far. We're near the 15-yard line of West Orange Apopka with some good field position now, an opportunity that needs to be taken advantage of. Here's a snap to Birch. He's going over left guard, or going to try to go over left guard, and what he does is he runs into about eight white jerseys.
It's another one of those rugby scrims.
And once again, the West Orange defensive line asserts its will on our offensive line. Nothing to be had by Dimitri Birch. And Joe, as it looks like we've got some kind of a timeout on the field, let's let everybody know about another great tradition in Apopka, the annual Apopka Rotary Club Pancake Supper that will be coming up 2 weeks from tonight right here at Apopka.
Well, Friday the 16th, it's going to be the night of when we play Wekiva, and it's all you can eat. $7, get your tickets.
In the cafeteria.
It goes for a fabulous cause.
Apopka Rotary, there's a snap. Right up the middle.
Nothing.
Direct snap. Not much.
Just made it back to the original line of scrimmage.
That looked like, I guess, Daquan Wilson or maybe Massey, whoever it was, only got about a yard because there was nothing there to be had. 1 yard gain in that play for Apopka.
Well, Barnes just comes into the game for Apopka.
Siriki in as well. 10-16 remaining in the game. Now, Joe, we still have time to win this game. We still have time to pull it out.
Yes, we do.
We must take advantage of opportunities. Apopka at the 15-yard line of West Orange. Snap to Birch. He's looking to throw. He's being flushed out of the pocket. He shakes the tackler. He's still alive. He runs away from tacklers. He's still scrambling. He's got about a yard gain after all that.
He had a man open in the end zone.
Got about to the 14-yard line.
He did have a receiver in the end zone, but he had so much pressure
coming at him. They were coming at him all directions. Yeah, looked like cartoons. I mean, everywhere he looked, and he kept spinning and kept eluding and kept fighting and kept running, but everywhere he turned, there were Warriors coming at him. So we got a timeout on the field. Let's take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Apopka Blue Dogger football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Apopka trailing 21-3 to West Orange. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Apopka Blue Dogger football on 1520 WBZW, Apopka's hometown station. It's Apopka football. It's fourth down. We're knocking on the door. We're about the 14-yard line of West Orange, trailing 21-3. Here's a snap to 89 Osiriki. He's sweeping the left end. He's got resistance from West Orange, and he's tackled around the 9-yard line. Didn't get the blocks. That's going to be, once again, West Orange holds Apopka and takes over on downs deep in their own territory.
Again, we need a fumble here. We need to force a turnover, get the ball, get in the end zone. That's what they have to do here.
Defense
is going
to have to step up big time. Once again, Apopka has a long drive, penetrates deep into West Orange territory, and cannot finish with points.
Strip the ball out of their hand. Get the ball.
West Orange has held Apopka twice tonight inside the 10-yard line. Apopka coming away with 0 points. Another trip inside the 10 resulted in a field goal. Apopka trailing 21-3. Barrett calls the signals for West Orange. And he gives to the tailback, and he's tackled immediately by Quintarius Bourns. Gain of maybe a one. Quintarius Bourns.
Yeah, they're marking at the 11. That's all he got was one yard.
Matthew, the ball carrier, Quintarius Bourns in on the stop for Apopka. No gain on that play. Second and 10 for the Warriors.
What I'm noticing Barrett's doing, once the ball snaps, he's kind of holding on to it and just kind of like going along with.
Yeah, kind of the read option, yep.
And then he hands it off once he sees a hole formed.
Barrett calls the signals. He's got two blocks and backs in front of him. Gives it to McDoom. McDoom slips a tackle. He's still going. He hurdles tacklers. Finally, he's driven out of bounds by a very persistent number 96 of Apopka on an excellent play, and that was Michael Austin. But once again, Joe, we defensed that well. We had guys grabbing McDoom in his own backfield, but he eluded a couple of guys, and he was just hard to get down. Got about 3 yards, 2 or 3 yards. It was a successful defensive play for us, along the way, we had 2 or 3 guys that missed him. But it was good pursuit by Apopka. It's 3rd and 6 for West Orange. They're somewhere around their own 15-yard line. Crucial down for Apopka. Here's a snap to Barrett. He's going to run it right up the middle, and he's tackled. Gain of 0. Nice tackle. That looked like...
And that's what they have to do, but they have to force the ball, get the ball out of his
hands. Great defense on that play. And that's the play that he's hurt us on before in this game, too. So he just tried to take it
and run
right up the middle, and we stopped it that time. Nice play by the Blue Darters. At a crucial period. Now, time becoming a factor now. 7:36 remaining in the football game. Once again, West Orange punting out of their own end zone. Will Coach D. Chuck go for a block kick here, maybe? They're going for it. We didn't get it. He got the punt off. Low line drive punt. Hits at the 40. Blown dead at about the 44 of West Orange. So Apopka will take over 1st and 10 once again with great field position.
That was a nice Blue Darter bounce. We've got a timeout on the field, so we will take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter football on your hometown station, 1520 WPZW. That was massive.
Welcome back to Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Speaking of negative plays, we just had another play where our back, Deshaun Massey, was tackled in our own backfield.
Loss of 3 yards, Roger.
It wasn't his fault. As soon as he got the handoff from Birch, he had Warriors wrapped around his body. Defensive line definitely whipping our offensive line right now. 21-3, West Orange. Birch calls the signals. Birch back to pass. Got time. He throws deep down the middle. He's got Douglas open. He overthrew him.
By at least 3-4 yards.
David Douglas got open. He got about a yard and a half of daylight between him and the safety. Birch just couldn't quite hit him. You know, on the positive side of things, Joe, it doesn't take but one or two of those to hit a couple of them, and you know, we still have, you know, we can still pull this thing out.
That's true. But they need to connect.
Timeout on the field, and while we have that timeout, you know, of course, we know that Apopka is known across America for our outstanding sports culture, our state champion Apopka Blue Darter football program, our state champion Apopka Blue Darter bowling team, USA champion Apopka Little League, USA champion Pop Warner football, and many, many, many other great teams, individuals who have achieved excellence on the ball fields of Apopka, the National Football League, Major League Baseball, Major College Football. Well, I'm pleased to let you know that Apopka now soon will be home to Florida's brand-new, state-of-the-art, best indoor sports facility. CPS Sportsplex will be located right here in Apopka, Florida, USA. The fabulous CPS Sportsplex will be opening soon. Listen to Blue Darter Football, Blue Darter Sports Central, and 1520 WBZW for more information about their grand opening coming up later this month. And until then, check out CPSSportsplex.com for more information. They will be located, CPS Sports Complex will be located at 110 Athletes Row, Apopka, and that is on Bradshaw Road, just one block south of the Highway 441 Wawa in Apopka.
I know what that is.
Something that one more thing that we will have to be proud of in Apopka, and one more thing that will continue to enhance our great sports culture right here in Apopka.
I definitely am looking forward to the grand opening of that.
And speaking of reminiscing in this traditional game, one of the great people that we're proud of who gave us so many great moments, including a huge victory over West Orange in his senior year, was in his junior year actually, was Sammy Smith. Went on to be one of the great all-time running backs at Florida State University, was a number one draft choice of the Miami Dolphins. Now he's got a great venture with Kingdom Impact Sports, and he works, he's the area representative for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Time is, teams are back on the field now. It's 6:32 remaining in the football game. 21-3, West Orange leading the Blue Darters. Apopka with the football at the West Orange 46, third and about 13. There's a snap to Birch. He rolls left, looks back to the right, and he throws, and it's incomplete, batted down by West Orange. Looked like a good idea. It looked like he was kind of rolling to his left, like he was going to throw left, spun around, looked like he was going to throw right, but it didn't really fool West Orange. And in addition to that, the line got in so quickly, they just slid away like a big old bear.
By the time he did all the turning, they were on him.
One of the big stories tonight has been the dominant West Orange defensive line. Popka's going to punt. Nice punt taken at the 10-yard line by West Orange, Eddie McDoom. McDoom running around the right end, picks up a huge block by a Warrior. He's going down the sideline, a saving tackle at the 41-yard line by a Blue Darter. And the punter had tackled him. Logan Minier with a saving tackle on McDoom in the open field.
And that's happened often in the history of football.
Well, let's give a big shout-out to Logan Minier, because this McDoom is one of the elite football players in the state, in the country. He's going to be a Division I football player and may be an NFL player someday. That's pretty darn impressive for the kicker to tackle him in the open field like that. And thankfully he did, and he laid a lick on him too. Great tackle by the punter, Logan Minier. And in addition to that, West Orange picked up an illegal block, so the whole thing's going to be negated anyway. And it's going to come back once again. West Orange will begin with difficult field position deep in their own territory. Man, I got to give a big shout out to Logan Minier, though. That was impressive.
Yeah,
you usually don't expect the kicker to tackle anybody in any situation.
He took one for the team.
He sure did. And he brought down an elite athlete in the open field. There's a handoff for West Orange. Breaks the line of scrimmage. A nice tackle fire. Blue Darter on the perimeter. Saved another big gain.
And we've got whistles.
For the Warriors was number four, Darlis Matthew.
It was kind of a runoff, a right tackle. and we have a play blown dead. It gained about 6 yards. Going to be second and four. Nice tackle by a Blue Darter on the perimeter prevented another big play. 5:41 remaining in the game. Time a definite factor now. Popka trailing 21-3. Snap to Barrett. A little jet sweep that they've hurt us with. And number seven's running up and down the field. He's across the 30. He's to the 40. Finally tackled by the Blue Darters.
Right at the 40-yard
line. Kavian Holmes and Darrell Tinsley on the tackle. And Laquan Hicks on the tackle. Well, you know, on a bright spot, Coach Rolson specifically pointed out the play of Kavian Holmes this year, and we're certainly seeing why tonight. Kavian Holmes has been one of the rare bright spots for Apopka night. He's been all over the field making plays. And he broke up what would have been a touchdown in the end zone on a pass play.
But it was a West Orange first down.
West Orange playing power football now. They're just dominating at the line of scrimmage. Give us to McDoom on a jet sweep around the right end. He's a flag in the backfield, and great defense by Apopka. Defense still hanging tough. We'll see what the flag is. It was thrown in the backfield. Going to be against West Orange. 4:53 remaining in the game. Now, Popka's going to have to stop West Orange and get the ball back quickly.
This is where they need that turnover. Right here, and they need it right now.
And I want to let everybody know that Blue Darter football is sponsored by Jets Pizza Popka. They're located in the Hunt Club Plaza, just four doors down from Publix. Order up the Blue Darter Special, $8.99 for their famous large deep dish one-topping pizza. Tell them you want a Blue Darter Special. Call them right now. Jets Pizza Popka, proud to support Apopka Blue Darter Athletics on our hometown station. Woody Barrett calls the signals. It's got long way for a first down, first and about 25. He's just going to run it right up the middle. He's tackled. Great tackling by the defense. Number five, Trey Williams, got the first piece of him.
He only got a few yards out of that.
Defense hanging tough. For the most part, other than just a few lapses, defense has had a solid effort tonight. Second and about 20 for West Orange. Barrett calls the signals. Now he looks back over to the coaches on the sideline. West Orange in the spread formation. He's got a blocking back in front of him. Straight handoff to the tailback. He breaks tackles at the line of scrimmage. He's going to gets out near the 40-yard line where he's tackled by Kavian Holmes again.
Back to the original line of scrimmage before the penalty.
But once again, we almost had him at the line of scrimmage. He broke tackles and got about 10 yards after the initial contact.
Third down and seven.
That was number four for the Warriors, Darians Matthew. Going to bring a third seven.
At this point, they could just, you know, hold them from scoring any more points.
Yeah, we're going to have to hold them. Now we got to start getting the ball back, and we have to start scoring very quickly now because now we're down to 3:15 remaining in the football game. Popka trailing 21-3. Have a timeout on the field. Let's take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on 1520 WBZW, Popka's hometown station.
Hi, it's me again. Does your garage door still have the blues? Making those late night noises? Won't shut when you back out? No matter how many times you try? Well, it's time to get rid of those garage door blues. Call Florida Door Solutions at 866-FLA-DOOR. That's 866-FLA-DOOR. Or take a tour online at fladoor.com. And Florida Door Solutions is a proud sponsor of Apopka Blue Darter Sports. Go Blue! 1520 WBZW, the home and away voice of the Apopka Blue Darters.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW, presented by CPS Sportsplex. CPS Sportsplex, Florida's brand new, state-of-the-art indoor sports facility located right here in Apopka, located at 110 Athletes Row, Apopka, and that's on Bradshaw Road, just one block south of the Highway 441 Wawa in Apopka. Find out more at cpssportsplex.com. Barrett calls signals on third and long. He's going to run it over left guard. He's got tough sledding. He's grinding out yardage, but he's going to be stopped short of the first down.
About 2-3 yards shy of that first down, Raj.
Barrett, just old school football there, took a direct snap out of the shotgun formation from his center, ripped behind his left guard, and it was just 11 players, man-on-man against 11 players, face-to-face, face-mask to face-mask. Popka stopped him short of the first down. It'll bring up fourth and about three.
I'm surprised they're not going for it.
Line of scrimmage is the 47 of West Orange. Dimitri Birch deep to receive the would-be punt from West Orange. 2:22 remaining in the football game now. We have another timeout on the field. It's a penalty. It's a delay of game penalty on West Orange. Trying to bleed off every second. Clock stops with 2:18 in the football game. Popka trailing 21-3. Definitely going to take a miracle now. There's a snap. Good rush by Popka, but West Orange blocks the rush. Gets the punt off down to the 21-yard line of Apopka, where it's down by West Orange. 2:08 remaining in the game.
Now the offense needs to. They're going to have to go to the air.
And want to let everybody know about the big Rotary Pancake Supper in 2 weeks. Next week we play Olympia, and you can of course hear it all right here on 1520 WBZW. Presented by CPS Sportsplex. And, of course, the big Rotary Pancake Supper 2 weeks from tonight right here at Apopka High School, one of the great traditions, annual traditions in Apopka, and one of the great annual traditions of the Apopka Rotary Club.
All funds go to various different charity organizations within the Apopka area.
Out of the single wing, snap to Burts. He's rolling, looking to throw. And he's sacked. Hit
fumble
from behind. He fumbled. It's picked up, and it's going to be a touchdown for West Orange.
Fumble on the play. Touchdown, West Orange.
One of the big defensive linemen that have been having such a good game tonight picks up a touchdown, a lineman's dream. I think that was number 9. Want to get his name correctly. It was either 9 or 90. That was 90.
Number 90.
Number 90 for West Orange. Gets the lineman dream on the fumble by Birch.
Nolan DeFranco, senior.
Had a big game tonight.
And we've got a man down.
Player shaken up for Apopka. That'll make the score 27-3. We've got, with the shaken up player, we have some timeout on the field. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, sponsored by Dr. Patrick St. Germain and St. Germain Chiropractic. We'll be right back.
Who's Dimitri Burke?
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams here with Joe Ferraro, where West Orange has just scored again. 1:58 remaining in the football game. West Orange has taken a 28-3 lead. While we were on break, they nailed the extra point, and that was kicked by number 32, Colby Adamson, for the Warriors. And, Joe, you know, there see some similarities to the West Orange game we had during the regular season last year.
Yes.
Where they defeated us over there. First half of that game last year was pretty much of an even game. We went into halftime trailing, even though it was pretty much an even contest. And then they came out in the second half and thoroughly dominated last year in the regular season game. And they certainly have thoroughly dominated the second half of this game.
They're riding roughshod over the Blue Darters. They're making mistakes. Their defense just totally dominating the
defense,
our offense.
Their West Orange defense, and we didn't hear a whole lot about their defense or their defensive line prior to the game, but I would say their defense in general and the West Orange defensive line has been a big story in this game. They just completely shut down our offense in the second half, and you know, we never see anything like that happen.
No.
Thank you, Joshua Jenkins, 10-yard line. Thank you, sir.
Even to the point where they even scored on defense just now. They tackled Dimitri Burtz behind the line of scrimmage.
What the Blue Darters needed to have done.
They picked it up and ran it in. Got another touchdown for themselves. Here's a squib kick taken at the 25 of Apopka by a Blue Darter by Tinsley. He gets it up to the 38-yard line. Nice run by Tinsley.
Apopka was number 22, Jarrell Tinsley. Joshua Gaskins, please meet Coach Priest at the 10-yard line.
1:52 remaining in the football game now. West Orange leading 28-3. And just see, hopefully, love to see us put some points on the board just to end up with some momentum here.
Yes.
At this point. Still, I'm still expecting a deep ball, deep pass, a successful deep pass before this game's over. Out of the single wing, shift right. Direct snap to Daquan Wilson. He's going to get 6 inches maybe.
Number 25, Daquan Wilson.
He's right there, right at the 40.
Got maybe a yard, I guess. Once again, West Orange defensive line playing solid, stuffing Apopka. Apopka trailing 28-3, 1:24 remaining in the football game. Oh, while we're talking, of course, this is a district game. This will affect this district standings. Basically, what this means, Popka's going to have to win the rest of our district games.
Yes,
every
one of them.
That's the result of this game. Daquan Wilson back to throw. He throws deep to Douglas, overthrew him. Once again, had him open. And I'm telling you, a guy who's going to have to be frustrated after this game is David Douglas. He's been open several times tonight, and the passers just, who in this case was Daquan Wilson, just couldn't get him the football.
And then when he had receivers opened, he was being bombarded with West Orange Warriors.
But we got that one off clean. Slightly overthrown. 106. Here's a double handoff to Massey. He's got a little yardage, and he's going to be across the 45 to the 46. Massey picks up about six, maybe.
Under a minute left in the ball game. They can still do it.
46 seconds remaining. Ball near midfield. Ball with the 46-yard line of Apopka. Trailing 28-3 against West Orange. Out of the single wing. Here's a snap. Direct snap. Ball carrier gets up to the 49-yard line.
Got the first down.
That was number six, Jordan Thompson. Going to be a first down, Apopka.
And with the ball
at the 49. It's at the 50. The first and 10, Apopka at the 50-yard line. That looks like that's going to be the last play of the game.
And there's everybody's kind of like.
Teams walking off the field. Coach D's walking towards the midfield. West Orange players are jumping up and down. 3 seconds, 2-1.
That's the game.
That's a ball game. From Roger Williams Field on the campus of Apopka High School, the West Orange Warriors have just defeated our Apopka Blue Darters by a score of 28-3. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Steve Schwartz will join Joe for the post game. You're listening to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, presented by CPS Sportsplex.
Welcome to the post-game show. I'm Joe Ferraro along with Steve Schwartz. The Apopka Blue Darters have just lost their very first game of the season to the West Orange Warriors. It was, Steve?
28-3.
They were totally dominated by West Orange's offense. Just plowed through them and their defense. Just stopped our offense.
Well, let's go back to the post-game show last week. What did we talk about? First of all, we said that Apopka had to contain Auburn commit quarterback senior Woody Barrett from West Orange.
And they kind of didn't.
Exactly. And we were always thinking that they're going to come out in the spread West Orange, which they did. But the thing about we talked about last week is if Woody Barrett gets on a run, he's going to run for miles.
And you can't stop him.
Exactly. And that's one of the things about that situation is Woody came out there. He had a tremendous game. And also look at the defensive side of the football for West Orange. Defensive coordinator for the Warriors, Ty Parker, who was a former Apopka Blue Darter coach here under Rick Darlington, that defense was set. They had almost everything they looked at versus Apopka, and that defense was a stellar, holding the Blue Darters only 3 points, the lowest score of the season and one of the lowest point scores we've had in a couple years for Apopka football.
And a couple of big mistakes from the Blue Darters when they were down. You know, they had West Orange down and punting and offsides.
Yes.
Gave them new life and then allowed Woody Barrett to run 75 yards down the field and score a touchdown.
Yeah, and our normal offensive playmakers for Apopka, Dimitri Birch and Deshaun Massey, they were almost totally shut down tonight. We attempted passing plays. Great coverage by the West Orange defense.
Every time.
Yep. David Douglas was the intended receiver on a lot of those plays for Apopka. It was just a total West Orange night. And the thing about it is, 28-3, it's the regular season. Yes, the Blue Darters have a district loss. Now West Orange is leading the district. Apopka has to win the rest of the district games to make the playoffs. But we were in that same situation last year when we went to West Orange.
The
previous
year.
Exactly. We went over to West Orange and got beat over there. And we came back up here and we took care of business in the playoffs. But total West Orange offensively, defensively, kicking game. They were really well prepared for Popkin.
You sure know,
West Orange came off that loss to 3A Powerhouse out of Jacksonville last week, Trinity Christian. So after they beat Dr. Phillips, lose to Trinity Christian, you got to know that West Orange is ready to go, trying to bounce back off that loss from last week.
And that's what happened right here tonight. It was tough sledding for the Blue Darters. Hopefully next week.
Yes, Olympia.
Olympia's in-house.
Yep, Olympia comes to Popkin. The thing about it is, you got your remaining district games are Olympia, Wakaiba, and Evans. Olympia, not too bad this year. Wakaiba in 2 weeks, Kennard Lang's doing a tremendous job over there.
They're having a fabulous year.
And they made the 7A playoffs last year, got bumped up to 8A by only a couple more students enrolling in their school. And then Evans for the end of the district run. The thing about it is, we're not worried about Apopka. This is one district game and a loss and a Metro Conference loss. But when it comes to the point of there's got to be a lot more Apopka needs to focus on to bounce back from this loss to get ready for the Titans next week.
And you're going to hear all the play-by-play right here with Roger Franklin Williams, myself, Steve Schwartz, and once again from Roger Franklin Williams Field. The Blue Darters fall 28-3 to the West Orange Warriors. I'm Joe Ferreira. We will see you next time. Thanks to Jeff Sinis, Pete Paquette for stopping out and saying hey. And everyone else, you're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Good night.